Yeah, I think so. You know, that's a big part of what we do, and, you know, our guys did a great job of doing that.
How about the pass protection?
Oh, pass protection was great. The guys up front gave Matt a lot of time.
So you feel like that the new zone blocking scheme is really starting to, you know, pick up?
Yeah. Anytime you can suck up the defense and get them to play the run and honor the run, you're going to have more time.
How's the competition for the backup spot between Winfrey and Yates?
You know what? Yeah, they both did a nice job. You know, in terms of what we're looking for, making smart decisions, both those guys executed well. And then to finish the game the way Sean did, he did a great job of just the command that we're looking for from that position.
Was the, actually the closing out 3:45 maybe more impressive or as impressive than the 16-play drive?
I think they were equally impressive. You know, that last drive, we did a lot of runs, so I think you got to give credit to the guys up front and their backs just doing their job.
How's Matt? You know, I know y'all, some of the things y'all wanted to get some of the heat off of him that he's had the last couple of years. Obviously he's not going to be turning into Tim Tebow, but how's he doing with, you know, trying to be a little more mobile and kind of, you know, what y'all trying to do with him?
Yeah,
a little
you
bit?
Know, I think he's got. He's got some sneaky athleticism mm-hmm. that people don't really know about, and he is able to get out of the pocket and, you know, create some plays on the edge. And I thought you saw that. We ran a lot of keepers in that mm-hmm. game, not only with Matt, but with TJ and Sean as well. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of big plays with off our keeper game, and all three of those guys, they're really capable of executing what we want them to do in that regards.